This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got a, oh man, great hour, including Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. But first up, my good friend, John Rappaport, the cure for depression. My buddy, John, how are you, my friend?
Okay, very good. Very good, Robert.
Now, you make me happy, and that's a good thing. You're like, and you're going to go, well, no, I can't make you happy. You decided to be happy. Okay, I'm having an argument with myself, John. Just stop it. But you wrote a great piece on many ordinary meds cause depression. And that the public trust in pharma hits a new low. Is that true? I mean, sometimes I turn around and I go, man, it seems like everybody's on drugs. So where do we get some kind of support that maybe people are beginning to say, you know what, I don't trust those pills anymore?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling down in the story to that new survey that was done here. Okay, so... There's a group, which is a public relations and marketing firm called Edelman. They do an annual trust barometer survey of different industries. In other words, what is the public trust? And they have recorded a 13-point drop from 51% trust in big pharma to 38%. And this is... the category's biggest plummet in the 5 years that this firm has been tracking public sentiment. So something is causing the public to really, really decide that they don't trust pharmaceutical companies. And, of course, we could speculate the opioid epidemic, for example, where the pharmaceutical companies themselves have been accused, indicted, charged with trafficking in opioids, not just simply selling them for patients, but trafficking. And so that would be one of the biggest things. But I also think, and this is the other part of the story, that, and this is a Yahoo News story, quoting here, one-third of Americans are taking prescription and over-the-counter drugs, such as birth control pills, antacids, common heart medications, that may risk raise the risk of depression. And, of course, these drugs are not given for that. Many may be surprised to learn that their medications, despite having nothing to do with mood or anxiety, etc., can increase their risk of experiencing depressive symptoms and may lead to a depression diagnosis. And the kicker on this is this report was released 1 week after U.S. health authorities said suicides have risen 30% in the past two decades, with about half the suicides among people who were not known to suffer from mental illness. Boom.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So some of these meds that you wouldn't associate with depression or causing depression, such as the ones I just mentioned, blood pressure, proton pump inhibitors, painkillers, hormonal contraceptives, etc. Some of them actually contain warnings about depression buried in the package insert, and some have no warnings whatsoever. And researchers have found that more than 200 commonly used prescription drugs have depression or suicidal symptoms listed as potential side effects buried deep in the package insert. So what we're looking at here is the pharmaceutical industry is creating depression by the overall development and sale of many, many, many drugs.
Well, the fact that the word is out, I mean, they can't blame Donald Trump on this. This is almost preceded him. Everything else is. But, the idea here is the people are waking up. There's only so much that you can hide, even with good PR, that the people are going, you know what, this big pharma stuff is it's out of control. And the FDA has done nothing. In fact, they've facilitated and enabled much of this. That's why, I always love talking to Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center, because they're all about, hey, there's no constitutional basis for an FDA, and we need to nullify them and allow things like cannabis to come back, which, a bunch of states did. And now the feds are going, well, okay, now we'll say it's okay, or we won't go after you. But on this front of a 51% to 38% now trusting in Big Pharma, what does that mean in terms of our future? Does it mean more police state tactics like Obamacare in a desperate attempt to hold on to the people? Or does it mean the people are finally going to break free of their chemical-induced coma?
Good question. I think it probably means both. But if enough people turn away, then you've got a very difficult situation if you're the government. What are you going to do? You're going to mandate certain drugs, medical drugs. That makes you even more transparent if you start doing something like that. Now, Obamacare, of course, was a covert attempt to do this because it said, hey, this is now wonderful. Everybody gets health insurance. You're under the umbrella. It's great. No worries about pre-existing conditions, et cetera, et cetera. But, of course, it was a smokescreen, which would bring many, many more people into taking these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do whatever they can. They keep inventing diseases and mental disorders and so forth that all require drugs. But people are wising up to this. They're realizing that, for example, they get diagnosed with some condition, they're prescribed a drug, and now they have new symptoms that are worse than the symptoms they had before, and they go back to the doctor, and the doctor says, this has nothing to do with the drug you're taking, this is a new condition. And people are saying, well, no, it's not. This is not a new condition. This is the adverse effects of the drug that you gave me. I do think that many more people are waking up to this scam.
Yeah, and speaking of the adverse effects of these drugs, I mean, another article you wrote recently, and we have them also published in addition to nomorefakenews.com, robertscottbell.com, and, we want them blasted out. Everybody should be reading this thing. Another article, Mass Shootings and Psychiatric Drugs, The Connection, as if we needed more, but I love the way you continue to roll them back out for people, because we've got new listeners, you've got new viewers, readers all of the time.
Indeed. And I first wrote a report when I was working for a publisher called The Truth Seeker in San Diego in 1999, a very long report called School Shootings Across America, Why Did They Do It? And it links antidepressants, ADHD drugs to violence. There are studies. There are reports. It's not a mystery. It's out there. Of course, the press has been downplaying this, so the public certainly was not aware in 1999, but that awareness has increased over time because we've seen more and more of these shootings where the purported shooters are on psychiatric drugs. And the police and the prosecutors and the courts are doing nothing to investigate the connection, but the people are becoming aware of it. You know, if you're a parent and your child has, you know, some problems and you go to a doctor and you end up with a psychiatric drug and then the character of your child changes completely overnight, you're aware that it's the drug, you know. And some of those changes are violent. Child becomes more hostile, more aggressive. And I cite a number of studies that show this. No question about it. So what I've said in the past, and I still believe it to be the case, is it's like planting seeds. If the doctors and the psychiatrists keep giving enough of these antidepressants like Paxil and Zoloft and the ADHD drugs to more and more and more and more people, you're going to get shootings, and you won't be able to explain them. There will be no rational reason that you can find as to why a person suddenly turned massively violent. And this is exactly what's been happening. And, of course, the press tries to fill in the gaps, and they all talk about the need for earlier intervention with the behavior problems, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they're just promoting more psychiatry and more of these drugs that cause violence.
Well, that, and the insanity is in doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And, of course, if you say we need more screening, which is what their argument is, what is the screening for? Just like you said, it's to put more people on the very same medications that are resulting in the very same homicidal, suicidal ideations and behaviors.
Exactly. And I think that this is becoming clear to more and more people. And it's such a dangerous situation that they're turning away from the orthodox opinion on these drugs and on the conditions that are invented to diagnose, have also discussed this. The psychiatrist Peter Bregan broke open this story some years ago that somewhere, I'm going to peg it, let's say 35 years ago, the profession of psychiatry was dying out. Nobody wanted to see psychiatrists anymore because it was so uncomfortable to sit and talk to these people about your problems because they were not really suited for that kind of conversation.
Yeah, there's a lot of a shift that was happening at that time. We're going to take a break and get further into this discussion. One more segment with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John, you were just mentioning what psychiatry used to be, talk therapy. There were a lot of changes in the 20th century that caused people to become depressed, perhaps in ways not recorded before. And, you know, there were people writing papers about it. We can go Freud, we can go Jung, we can go beyond that and go, well, what the heck was happening? It changed for a lot of people, and they were struggling to figure out what really was going on.
Indeed. And there were, certain chemical insults that were occurring with the wider use of pesticides, for example. Medical drugs themselves, of course, were causing all kinds of depression, as we discussed in the last segment, unknown to overwhelming numbers of people. And so psychiatry was dying on the vine because nobody wanted to sit in front of a psychiatrist to do talk therapy. They were going to pop psychologists and all kinds of people like that. So the profession of psychiatry, headed up by the American Psychiatric Association, sat down with pharmaceutical companies, and they basically struck a deal. And the deal was, pharmaceutical industry said, we will bankroll your profession. We'll bankroll the conferences. We'll bankroll the psychiatric journals. We'll fund professorships at universities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We will rescue financially your profession. In turn, what we want you to do, basically, is to keep inventing new so-called mental disorders and put them in the Bible of the profession, and we'll help you so that insurance companies will pay out for all of this. And we will develop the drugs and sell the drugs to treat these invented mental conditions that you invent. And that was the deal, and that's what happened, and that's why we see the landscape that we do today. It's all a put-up job, and it's destroying lives left and right.
So the question is, not only do we, we've identified the problem, do we embrace, because the psychiatric profession is not equipped to embrace this, nutrition, detoxification, heavy metals, essential fats, EM field disruption with cell phone technology. You know, we can go on to what we would perceive are the causes of an environmental perspective, vaccine injury, vaccine damage. They're not ill-equipped, so we're asking the public, quote-unquote the public, to, you know, not only figure out there's a problem, which they are getting wind of, but what do they do? Because if they look to the experts, if they look to the government, the same government that endorsed and embraced and also sort of mandated that those are the experts you go to, and they'll, you know, they'll say to, you know, school systems, get these kids on these drugs, and if you do, we'll give you kickbacks. I mean, that's how institutionalized medical drug psychiatry has become.
Indeed. You're absolutely right. So we're looking at rebellion here.
Mm.
Rebellion against the establishment, which can occur in a number of ways. Homeschooling, for example, is one major way. Keeping your kids away from psychiatrists, and I'm not giving medical advice here, I'm just saying as a reporter, this is my conclusion based on my study of the effects of the drugs. If I had a kid, he would get nowhere near a psychiatrist under any circumstances, because the so-called mental disorders are all invented. The drugs are highly dangerous and destructive. And we would be looking at natural health in the ways that you've mentioned, in many, many ways. So these are really the answers. I'll give you one example that is absolutely staggering to me.
Okay.
Beijing, a couple of other Chinese cities are just, you know, the pollution, the air quality is just hideous. So one giant pharmaceutical company has opened up a manufacturing facility in China to make asthma drugs.
Hmm.
You know, as if this is the answer, when it's obvious to everybody. I mean, even the most dumb person realizes that people are suffering from lung disorders in China because of the quality of the air. But yet the pharmaceutical industry is trying to pretend that this is a disease.
This is an opportunity to sell a drug that is toxic by definition, folks, to add to the burden, but ultimately profit off of what? Environmental degradation. John, your brilliance shines through despite the pollution in China. And I appreciate you so, so very much. I hope everybody in my listening audience is already plugged into nomorefakenews.com. If you aren't, do so now. And I thank you, John, for allowing me to publish your articles from time to time here at robertscottbell.com as well.
Thank you so much, Robert. Great to talk to you.
All right. Back with Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center to wrap it up heading into the weekend next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's no one I'd rather do the home stretch with than my good friend, the cure for the Hegelian dialectic, all the way from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden.
Hi, Robert. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. The smooth sounds of Michael Bolden.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Robert.
Yeah, when I say you're the cure for the Hegelian dialectic, I'm not kidding, because neither left nor right, You're not into politics. You're not running for office. And yet people are saying to you, Michael, why can't you just be a little bit nicer about this 10th Amendment stuff? Back off. It's getting a little harsh here. We're getting a little, our feelings are hurt. I don't know. What's going on, Michael? What's happening?
Man, it's the same story that we hear no matter who's in charge in Washington, D.C. So when the Republicans are in charge, we hear from the left, oh, this whole 10th Amendment thing, it's racist, it's evil. But when the Democrats are in charge, the Republicans tell us, oh, this whole 10th Amendment thing, you hate America or you're supporting the terrorists. But we believe in what we believe in no matter who's in charge, and that is that the Constitution has to apply all across the board, no matter what your political views may support. And there's strong reasons for it, because when you allow politicians to turn a blind eye to the Constitution on one issue or another, eventually other politicians are going to say, well, we can do the same thing on other things, and they're going to use it against you. So for us, the tool is decentralization on everything under the 10th Amendment, and the goal is individual liberty.
I remember years ago during the nullification tour when we first connected, and just the excitement that people were bringing to it. But you're right that at that time we had, I believe Obama was president at that time, if my memory serves correct.
And 2010, it was 2010 when we first met.
Okay, so in that case, we were getting hit with that racist claim, right? Because if you nullify the feds, that means you're obviously for slavery. And so you're not exaggerating. And now, what is the people from the political right saying about those of us who believe in that principle of liberty and this concept of nullification?
Well, we talk about the 10th Amendment in the legal world as what's called a rule of construction. It defines basically how to read the entire document of the Constitution. So the feds can only do that with which has been delegated to it in the Constitution and nothing more. So we talk these days a lot about dealing with things like civil asset forfeiture or mass surveillance or war powers. These are things that the traditional right wing or the Republican Party, they're not on board with. They don't want to stop excessive war powers. They don't want to stop mass surveillance. And they want police to be able to take your stuff without charging you with a crime or convicting you of anything. So these days we get a lot of pushback on those things. They don't like decentralization on things like marijuana many times. Although over the last now 22 years, we've seen a big softening on that. And I think that goes to show you that when people see things, that's really, this is how the whole thing's supposed to play out. You try something in one state, whether it's New Hampshire or Montana or California. It could be weed or it could be guns. It could be just about anything, raw milk, whatever it may be. And when people learn it's either good or bad, or they see the positive or negative effects, they learn from it in practice. So when you try to force a one-size-fits-all solution on everybody, on everything, you actually lose the ability to discover. You lose the ability to learn, and you only end up in this fight to control the federal pie.
Yeah, and right now the federal government, according to this article in Forbes, it's talking about a launch in Congress, a bipartisan act. They call it the States Act to protect legal cannabis once and for all. I'm thinking, you know, a little late to the party, but do we need the federal government to say it's okay?
Do we have time for a little story?
Yes, please.
Okay, so back in 1996, my home country here of California passed what was called Proposition 215, the Compassionate Use Act. This was to allow the use of marijuana for certain limited medical purposes, even though three presidents, two, one current and two previous, had come to the state campaigning against that proposition, saying the federal government wouldn't allow this under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. Well, the people of California voted for it anyways. And by the end of the Clinton administration, there were seven states that had versions of a medical marijuana law on the books. Well, from there, the Bush administration also took the same position and ramped up enforcement against the state, saying that the federal law was supreme, no matter what the states decided to do, no matter what the people decided to do. But at the end of his term, there were 13 states that had legalized some form of marijuana for medical purposes. And then along comes Obama. And a lot of people think Obama was soft on weed. He was strong on the 10th Amendment. But this is an absolute lie. In his first term alone, the Obama administration administration spent more on marijuana enforcement measures than Bush and Clinton combined in their I guess it would have been 3.5 some odd terms between those two presidents. So Obama did that in just one term. But by the end of his two terms, there were 29, maybe 30 states with marijuana laws on the books defying the federal government. Today, there are 31. And there are 8 states that allow it for recreational purposes, like marijuana, for example. And a state like Oklahoma, just in 9-10 days, on the 26th, my math is not that great, on the 26th, they're voting on question 788, which is a pretty broad medical marijuana measure, and I think they're going to pass it. In November, Utah is going to be voting for medical marijuana. Michigan is going to be voting on an effort to fully legalize as well for recreational purposes. So the end result that we've learned is it really... the federal government is a lagging indicator. First, people were doing this even before the states authorized it. So it's individuals taking action, the states getting out of the way or supporting them, and then eventually the feds have to pretend that they're on board and protecting all of us. And I made a video back in 2015 basically saying that sooner or later, it's only a matter of time before the states and the people overwhelm the federal government, and then the feds would have to act like they decided to completely drop the issue to save face. And that's absolutely what's happening.
That's what I see the States Act is. It's like, okay, we'll let you do it now. Now it's legal, right? Before that, we just let you get away with it. And, of course, that doesn't acknowledge that the states are supreme to the federal government when the Constitution doesn't authorize certain acts at the federal level. If I'm saying that unclearly, just correct me.
Well, what they're doing is they're basically just saying, well, they're not really legalizing at the federal level. They're basically just saying, hey, states that decide to do this, the feds are going to get out of the way. Well, the states are already doing this, whether the feds give them permission to or not. So that's really the end result. We want the feds to get out of the way. They shouldn't legalize or criminalize. They should just back off and have nothing to do with marijuana. It's up to the people in their own area to decide how they're going to deal with this and just about everything else. But this is very positive. It's actually expected when enough people say no to Washington, D.C., and enough states or local communities pass laws backing them up. There's not much the feds can do to push those laws down our throats.
Well, there's another thing that I think is a 10th Amendment issue, and that relates to banking. The Federal Reserve and the so-called mandatory monopoly money and related to the cannabis issue, because there are companies that are working within the state level of businesses that are prohibited from utilizing the banking system. Now, partly me say, hey, maybe they could use gold and silver instead, like authorized by the Constitution, but I don't know where this is going at this point.
Oh, that's awesome. You didn't prep me for that question, but it's amazing. Don, you're supposed to give me all the insight. No, that's awesome. And in fact, there's the Federal Reserve. I learned about a year or so ago. It's actually the Federal Reserve that's helping in marijuana enforcement on the federal level, because the Fed goes into a local credit union in Colorado who wants to provide checking account services to a cannabis business there, and they say, you can't do this. You're going to lose your license. So what does the Federal Reserve have to do this? As long as they're just transmitting money and doing whatever, it's not the Fed's issue. That the DEA should try to do something like that, and we know they don't have the manpower, so that's why they rely on everybody else to try to put pressure on these businesses, whether banks, credit unions, or businesses themselves. But gold and silver, this is a very positive move forward. Down in Texas, they just opened what's called the Texas Bullion Depository. It's in essence, it's a gold and silver and palladium bank in the state of Texas that's outside the Federal Reserve system. It's not part of it, where you can open up an account. Anyone in the world will be able to open up an account there, and they are building the infrastructure so you can do transactions based in gold and silver. So you would basically have a credit card or a debit card that works just like a Visa or a MasterCard. You go to any merchant that accepts it, and voila, you can make a transaction that immediately converts your gold and silver. There's another company, private company called the United Precious Metals Association in Utah, that is already doing this. So people, if they want to use sound money, they should absolutely set up accounts at these organizations or businesses. And in California, they just passed a bill, it's gone halfway, where the state is authorizing its own kind of California-run marijuana banks that are outside the Federal Reserve System, just for marijuana-based businesses to do pay for, like, property leases and things like that related to the marijuana businesses. It's likely that that's going to pass all the way and get to the governor's desk. I don't know if he'll sign it. He's not a good guy.
Yeah.
But maybe he will, because he has to pretend to be opposed to the regime in charge in Washington.
So we're talking banks on the state level, not part of the Federal Reserve or the FDIC, can operate. Can they use Federal Reserve notes in that way, or would they end up using gold and silver or something else?
Well, I think in the California proposal, they would use Federal Reserve notes.
Okay.
And then on the United Precious Metal, the Texas Bullion Depository, we're talking about gold and silver. And there's many people that are using cryptocurrency as well, because here you are in a situation that it's definitely not touched by any government authority. And that is also very positive. I think it's a way to decentralize and make the choice about how you conduct business between the individual and the business owner. And that's the way to undermine this system that tries to control us from far away, thousands of miles away in many cases.
I remember when Ron Paul submitted the Free Competition and Currency Act when he was still in Congress, and it sounds like, that, again, on the state level, without the Fed being involved, they're sort of doing this as an experiment and seeing how it works.
Yeah, and Ron Paul has actually been very supportive of these efforts. We worked on some legislation to move that direction in Arizona that passed, and Ron Paul actually flew out to Arizona to testify in a small committee hearing with seven legislators in Arizona last year to voice his support. And, of course, we had been trying to get this bill passed for 3 years. Ron Paul finally shows up, and it passes and gets signed into law. So people like Dr. Paul can actually have a big effect. And I think the whole thing really gets back to this whole marijuana strategy. That is, people want to do something, they're going to have to do it without waiting for permission. And then, if they really want to take political action, stop looking to Washington, D.C., look closer to home. If we want to advance individual liberty, the best way to do it is make the decisions closer to the individual. And whether that's a state or a locality, that's the place where you're going to get your support. If you have any chance of getting it, that's where it's going to happen. And we know it's extremely effective. We can look all the way back from the Clinton administration to today.
Yes.
And no one would have thought 20-some years ago that Republicans like John Boehner
You mentioned John Boehner. We have to take an automatic break. We'll be right back to wrap it up after this with Michael Bolton.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pardon me, I just had to use a tissue. I was crying. We mentioned John Boehner at the break. I'm okay now. All is well. But yeah.
He makes me cry too. So does Jeff Sessions. So do a lot of these people.
That's right. And well, Jeff's coming to the rescue at the federal level. All right, we won't attack you if you're into cannabis and you've already passed state laws. But look, the concept of self-rule, self-determination, this is a fundamental part of this show, as you know, Michael, and the idea that anyone in the government or anyone who has curried favor with government could tell me what to do for my health, my healing, or my family, again, they're going to run up against the ultimate nullifier on an individual basis. That'd be me or you. And we talk about it on the state level through the 10th Amendment and the 10th Amendment Center. The concept is sound on every level, and you know, I just think about how we started our conversation today, how they're saying, please be nicer, Michael. Now it's you're getting really big, and we just can't have you saying the same stuff you've always been saying.
You know, ultimately, and I heard the show you had Ty on a couple of days ago talking about the Right to Try Act that Trump signed.
Right.
Well, now keep in mind, this is the same, again, the end result is a positive small step forward. Now, some people who are on their deathbed aren't going to have to wait for FDA approval. I don't think the FDA should even exist. But since it does, it's positive to get them out of the way for the sickest people. Why would we want to harm them? But again, it's the same process. It's also the weed process. 3-4 years ago, Colorado was the first state to have its own Right to Try Act, and now there are 40 of them who had them. Of course the federal government is going to get out of the way in that situation, because if they don't, they're going to look really evil. There's this guy, Dr. Ibrahim Deplasan, down in Texas, who's treated 78 people that the FDA told him he had to basic, they didn't use these words, but he'd been on an FDA trial for 5 years, and they wouldn't renew it. In other words, let them die of their cancer. And he instead decided to start treating them a couple months later under the Texas Right to Try Act. So this was already happening. And when it already happens, the feds will oftentimes pretend that they're saving us because they have to, or they're going to look really, really evil. Yes. I mean, we know they are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, similar to Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski from Poland, you know, and I've interviewed him on the show, and he's been part of the Truth About Cancer that Ty put out. Same scenario. He was helping people with brain cancer overcome it with his methods, and it was in, I think, phase two, maybe even phase three clinical trials, but they just shut him down. And the same scenario, I think, in this, on the state level to push back on the feds. I'm just, you know, big part of my journey here is, you know, end the Fed. What does that mean? It means a little of everything, including the FDA. There's no basis for it in the Constitution. Institution, and we are better off taking care of ourselves closer to home, whether it be a cancer end-of-life terminal diagnosis, or, as I say, what if it's a mild headache or a hangnail? You shouldn't have to get permission from the federal government or the FDA to use a remedy.
Well, and I think this same type of thing really in raw milk is really a great example, and I should spend more time on this because we know the FDA believes that they can ban the sale and production of raw milk, not just across state lines. They've made statements they can do it within a state, but they can't do this when so many states are already allowing it to happen and there's so much commerce in it happening. And I encourage people to go out and buy some raw milk if you haven't in a while. I've got a new place down the street from me, two blocks away. Nice. I'm going to purchase some this afternoon. The more we do this, the more those businesses earn a living. These small family farms, they make a living selling things that the federal government doesn't want them to do. And the more that happens, the harder it's going to be for them to ever implement a prohibition or a ban on our own personal choice.
All right. Well, everybody, weekend, raw milk parties everywhere. Thanks to Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center. We got.
I didn't say I'm buying.
No. Oh, man. All right. Well, never mind. Everybody bring your own, I don't know, bitcoins or something. But we're not going to use Federal Reserve notes for this stuff. But, yeah, this is an ongoing, I hesitate to use the word crisis, but for those that are being attacked by the feds or even state legislatures or the you know authorities on behalf of the federal government, you know, it is a crisis. And I met many farmers over the years, and in fact, at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, I was just attending and speaking at same scenario, meeting small farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota that are being attacked. And of course, the FDA kind of sets that in motion, and then these local authorities end up playing a role as a stooge, unfortunately, for the people that are caught in these traps.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of the problems, and we've been doing some research on CDC, too. They put out these recommendations. But a lot of times, you know, they want to follow these recommendations to look good. Maybe they'll get some extra funding. We haven't found all the direct links on CDC, but we know for sure FDA is really kind of influential, or some lobbying organizations that are friendly with the FDA are very influential in preventing raw milk from being legalized. They've been trying for years in Wisconsin. That's where I grew up. And you'd think that dairy state would have all kinds of choices for dairy, but it doesn't. So it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of resistance, and it's actually going to take a lot of people defying those restrictions first before the state gets on
Absolutely.
Board.
All right, folks. Well, everybody go to the 10thamendmentcenter.com website. Stay in touch, and whenever Michael Bolden makes a video, pay attention and share it. Spread it around, folks. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the backseat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.